This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, ladies. Today for our lesson, I wanted us to think a bit about how God recognizes his daughters. And he truly does. I know a lot of times we feel like we're just sort of adrift and no one really pays a lot of attention to us, maybe, or maybe we feel like we're just going through the motions. But honestly, many, many people are very appreciative of us as God's children, his daughters, and especially God is. There's not one thing that we do that goes unseen by the Heavenly Father, good and bad, but he's extremely appreciative of those of us who are doing our very best to live for the Lord. So I'd like to look at Ruth chapter 4, and we're going to look at several verses here. Verse 4 of Ruth 4 says, "Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's, and I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it, but if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it." Well, according to the law that we can read of in Leviticus 25:25-28, if any Israelite through poverty would sell his possession, the next of kin had a right to redeem it by paying the value of the number of years remaining until Jubilee. And you can read all about that in the Old Testament. This right, Boaz advertises, the goel of, so as to give him the option which the law secured to him of redeeming our brother Elimelech's land, that is our kinsman's, according to the common use of the term brother, for a near relation. And you can read a lot more about that in Genesis, Leviticus, Numbers, and Judges, if you want to read more there. But it's obvious from these passages that Boaz was a man of valor, of confidence and leadership skills. He was obedient to the laws of God and honest and very straightforward as well. He arrived early at the gate, and upon seeing the kinsman, told him to sit down, which he did. Then Boaz called forth 10 elder men of the city and explained his intentions toward Ruth. If any should want Ruth for a wife, now would be the time to speak up. Boaz loved Ruth very much, but he was still following the laws and traditions that God established for his people. Ruth 4:3. In verse 4 of the chapter, Boaz boldly states his intent toward Ruth, with few words and a body of witnesses, 10 elders of the city. Excuse me. And he proclaims the following. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And then if we go on down to verse 6 of that chapter, it reads, And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. This kinsman had children of his own, and he did not want to jeopardize their inheritance by adding another wife who would bear sons that would also be entitled, and that would have kept the first sons having less and less as it went on down the line. So the pathway was made clear for Boaz to move forward with his plans to marry Ruth. And by the kind providence of God, that bloodline of our Savior would continue to move forward toward the goal that God had foreordained, to birth of our Lord Jesus. We read the following in Ruth 4, verse 12. I'll get it yet. And let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this woman. Reading through the rest of this chapter, we can see history unfolding itself before our very eyes, and especially that final verse, verse 22 of this great chapter. It's like the pinnacle, the top of a great mountain that gives us a glimpse into that which is promised from the beginning. Obed-Rut's son would bring a blessing to the whole world. The greatest thing God did for David was not give him the victory over his enemies or wealth for the building of the temple. The greatest privilege God gave him was that of being the ancestor of the Messiah. David wanted to build a house for God, but God told him he would build a house, or a family, for David, 2 Samuel 7. David knew that the Messiah would come from the kingly tribe of Judah, Genesis 49, 8-10, but nobody knew which family in Judah would be chosen. God chose David's family, and the Redeemer would be known as the Son of David, and we can read this in Matthew chapter 1, that genealogy. Ladies, I would be remiss if I didn't end this lesson without reading Ruth 4, verses 14 through 22. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a redeemer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, has borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse to it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now here are the generations of Phares. Phares begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. Okay, I know that was a long list, but we finally made it up to David, of which Obed wound up being a portion of that, and that was the child born to Ruth and her husband. And God knew what Naomi needed to remove her bitterness over the loss of her beloved Elimelech and her two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. He gave her a faithful, loving, loyal daughter-in-law, and a beautiful grandson, and a nourisher of her old age. She had godly women to encourage her. Naomi nursed baby Obed as she would have her own child. God provided a nurturing role for Naomi in the blessing of Obed, and the women were also supportive of Ruth and baby Obed. Now, many might think that this is a beautiful ending to the story, but it really isn't an ending, is it? Rather, it's just another step forward in the progression of the Redeemer of the world. King David was the grandson of Obed. Ruth is mentioned in the genealogy of our Lord and Savior in Matthew 1:5. Ladies, this is one of so many examples how our loving Father recognizes our importance in advancing the plan of salvation for all of mankind. Without faithful women, this lineage could not come to pass. Our Father had all of us in mind for his great plan, and he mentioned so many by name. You know, that should be a real faith builder for all of us. God has always recognized his daughters throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. He sees us, and he will never forget us. We have a part in the redemption plan, not just for ourselves, but for others as well, even for generations to come. May we all use it wisely, according to his divine plan. And I thank you for listening.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.